proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and with me in studio, we have Brother Sam Wilson joining us. Welcome to the studio, Brother Sam.
Thank you so much, Aaron. It's good to be here.
Well, yesterday on our program, we were talking about the need of the Jewish communities, really here in our own country, in the United States of America. There are Jewish people scattered, really, east to west, coast to coast, and everywhere in between. And yet, there is a great need for the gospel to get to them, the gospel going to the Jew first, as well as to the Gentile. And we talked about the lack of churches, believers reaching them with the gospel. But you're here to share with us a little bit of your ministry and how local churches can kind of understand better their need and how to reach them. Can you share with us your ministry?
Well, the Light Bearers Ministry is a part of the Ministries of International Board of Jewish Missions. And we are honored to serve with this ministry. The Light Bearers Ministry specifically, our calling is to help Christians, to help churches take the gospel to the people in their own communities. As we've often said, most Christians haven't thought about doing that, or if they have thought about it, they don't really know how to witness to Jewish people. And so we travel around teaching and preaching and doing other ministries to help churches and the Christians in those churches to share Christ in effective ways with their Jewish neighbors. Now, there are a whole lot of things that can be done and probably that need to be done, but I think that the first thing and the most important thing is to understand that reaching Jewish people isn't the work of missionaries. Now, as a preacher of the gospel and as a missionary, yes, it is my responsibility to speak to Jewish people about Christ, but there can never be enough missionaries to reach out to 5.4 million Jewish people scattered across the United States. It's just never going to happen, and it's not God's plan. God's plan has always been the local church, and God's plan for reaching the Jewish people is to do it through the local church. There are many things that we can do in the local church to help people to reach out to the Jewish people, to their neighbors. But there's one thing that I believe is fundamental, that it's the basic thing that every church should do, that every Christian should do. And people talk about, well, we could have special days, we could have a special program, we could do this, that, and the other thing. There's something else I believe that's much more fundamental. And it's the challenge I would love to give to every one of your listeners who is a believer in Jesus the Messiah. And that is, go find one Jewish person. Just one. Okay, now, if you want to do more, I'm not against more, but let's start with one, go find one Jewish person, and then I want you to do four things. First of all, I want you to love them. Not some kind of fake put-on love, but a genuine, from the heart, love them and be their friend. I don't want you to think about your relationship with this Jewish person to be something where it's going to be 10 minutes me sharing scriptures with them. But I want you to start thinking about a long-term relationship where I love them and befriend them and invest my soul in these people. Okay, so choose one Jewish person. First of all, love him. Second of all, pray for him. Again, not one time, day in and day out, praying for him that God would bless him and that God would open his heart to the gospel. I cannot and you cannot open anyone's heart. Only the Spirit of God can do that. And so pray that God would do that. Thirdly, sow seed of the gospel. It doesn't mean that you have to give him the whole plan of salvation or take a great big Bible and beat him to death with it. But every time you see him, lovingly tell him about something God's doing in your life. Tell him about an answered prayer. Tell him about something that you saw in the scriptures that blessed you. Share some little seed of gospel truth with him every time you see him. Just lovingly, patiently sow seed. So you're going to love him. You're going to pray for him. You're going to sow seed. And then fourthly, you're just going to keep doing that. Just keep loving, keep praying, keep sowing seed, stay at it as long as it takes until God opens that person's heart and they receive their Messiah.
Amen. That's a great plan. I think that's, regardless, Jew or Gentile, that's a great plan for anyone to do.
It really is.
Yes. Again, we have Brother Sam Wilson joining us today here at IBJM with the Everlasting Nation radio program. And he has a ministry called Light Bearers. If you want to know more about that, simply contact us here at IBJM. We'd be glad to put you in touch with him. And I know that this will be a blessing for you and for your local church. And again, thank you for joining us on the radio program, Brother Sam.
It's a pleasure.
All right. Again, if you want to hear this program again, simply go to IBJM.org and hear this as well as many of our other archive programs. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to IBJM.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.